We're a little more than one quarter through the state's fiscal year, so we wanted to check in on New York's financial situation, which was looking pretty bleak before the American Rescue Plan was approved in Washington, D.C. And to add up the dollars and cents and to help us make sense of it all, we're joined by Patrick O'Reckey, the Director of State Studies for the Citizens Budget Commission. Welcome back to the show, my fellow Geneseo alum.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So for starters, as we talk right now on Tuesday, July 20th, what data is out there for you to use to assess the state's balance sheets?
Really, the biggest document in the state's budget process is the state financial plan. That's a document that comes out with each executive budget, with the enacted budget, and then at quarterly intervals in between. So, as you just said, we closed out the first quarter of the state's fiscal year 2022 at the end of June. So, kind of the next document that we're waiting for is a completed first quarter update to the state's financial plan. And that gives us a four-year look at what the state is expecting to happen. And then what we are paying attention to throughout the year is what is going on with actual receipts. So what is actually happening compared to what was planned at the beginning of the quarter or at the beginning of the year by the state.
How do the monthly cash reports from the state comptroller's office help illuminate some of the receipts and expenditures on behalf of New York?
What we're paying attention to very closely is personal income taxes, especially. It's the largest single source of state-generated revenue for the budget. It's more than half of kind of state operating funds revenue source. So that is really the thing that we pay the closest attention to, and it's also generally the most sensitive to kind of economic changes over the course of the year. So it's where you might get the biggest variance against what the state was expecting. So we pay attention to those OSC cash reports because they show what the state actually received each month, and we can look at it against what the state was planning prior to that month's actuals coming in and see if there's puts or takes beyond those projections.
Well, then based on, I guess, the most recent cash reports, is there anything that stands out to you about some of our tax receipts, whether it's year-to-year changes or comparisons to what was projected and what's been actually realized?
Yeah, and this is something that's kind of been the trend throughout really the last 12 months is that state receipts have been stronger than what was planned in the financial plan, which is a positive thing to have, you know, that type of variance. It's much more difficult to accommodate extra money than it is to accommodate a lack of funds for your budget, which is true for us as individuals as it is for the state, right? So what we've seen repeatedly over the last year and including in just this first quarter of the new fiscal year is that receipts have repeatedly come in above projections. And they're not necessarily small variances either. We're talking about 15% in total year-to-day receipts in excess of what was planned. And that is about $4.7 billion above plan. So it's a significant positive variance that we're seeing so far.
So it's a positive variance, but doesn't that also reflect on maybe some problems with the actual budgeting? Because, you know, our revenue projections, if they're so low, that means maybe other decisions that we make, like say if we increase taxes like we did in this year, this year's budget, maybe that wasn't necessary. I mean, do we know that yet? Are we going to have enough increased revenue that we never needed to raise taxes on high income earners?
Sure. And it is tough. I mean, to the credit of making the projections, the tax filing deadline has been different in each of the last 3 years, right? So it's tough to plan for that type of changes. Obviously, there's been a pandemic, a recession, massive job losses, massive transfer payments in forms of stimulus and unemployment benefits. There have been so many moving parts that, you know, in a typical year, if you saw a 15% variance, you might be kind of more critical. But there have been so many things changing throughout the last 16 months, obviously. To your point about whether, you know, tax increases were kind of unnecessary at the time, I think, you know, the volume of the variance that we're seeing probably supports that the state is going to have some additional revenues beyond what was projected, you know, at the beginning of the year. And obviously, the majority of closeout payments are happening as the state is also closing out the budget, too, in any year, with a filing deadline on April 15th. And a start of the fiscal year on April 1st. So there's a lot happening right at that point in time. But I think what can start to happen, and again, we're only 3 months into this fiscal year, we need to keep watching the numbers, is to think about if this is kind of a structural excess of revenues, what to do with that. And you can build up reserves, you can walk back some of the tax increases. There are a lot of options on the table, but we need to keep kind of watching as actuals come in too.
Do you and the Citizens Budget Commission have any recommendations on what we should do if these revenue trends continue?
Our recommendations would be one of those two options, either to build reserves, which the state has some and is making a little deposit this year, but much more could be saved for a rainy day, which the state does not have an adequate balance for pre-pandemic or now, or to, again, walk back some of those tax increases that were included in this year's budget. Yeah.
As I mentioned at the top of the program, the American Rescue Plan bailout was a real game changer for New York, and we've seen the state at least allocate a large share of this money. Do we have any sense of how much of it is actually being spent already?
The American Rescue Plan included, for the state specifically, not even counting local governments, about $12.7 billion in sort of direct fiscal relief. And there are other targeted reliefs, supplemental funding and payments directly to individuals and businesses. But the big ticket item for the state budget was that $12.7 billion. In the enacted budget and the financial plan with it this year does allocate all of that funding over the course of 4 years. So kind of it's two phases up front. Most of that spending is on recovery initiatives. So that's grants and tax credits to small businesses, the excluded workers fund, things like that. And then kind of in the out years, more of it is used on sort of recurring spending, which is partly to backfill tax receipts losses that did happen, not to the degree that we expected at the beginning of the pandemic, but did happen. But the concern is kind of beyond the financial plan horizon right now, how much of the recurring spending is going to carry into the out years that the state won't have federal aid for in 2026 and beyond.
Since the current financial plans don't look out to 2026, is it essentially the, I guess, unspoken secret around Albany that our budgets are trending in the wrong direction eventually?
Yeah, it's, I think, not so secret, and I'm happy to talk about it. So I think what we do see is that the budget gaps were trimmed from about $10 billion in the out years down to about $1.5 billion in the out years, which is a huge amount of progress. The concern, though, is beyond that time horizon, and we think it's probably about $3.5 billion in the first year, in terms of a gap that won't be able to be supported with kind of status quo revenues going forward. And again, there might be, you know, some reason to improve the projections of tax receipts going forward too.
So if revenues are higher than expected, does that mean the economy, which generates a lot of this money for our coffers, is in good shape in New York?
Personal income, yes, right? That is, again, the biggest source of revenue is on the personal income tax. And then you have things like sales and other consumption taxes, too, that make up a big part of the pie. The way that the pandemic kind of impacted the economy and employment was especially hard on low-wage sectors. So services, hospitality, food service, things like that. Higher wages and also capital gains, so non-wage income from the stock market and things like that, was still relatively strong throughout the pandemic. And the top 1% of taxpayers in New York State support about 40% of personal income tax collections. Mm-hmm. So much of our state tax receipts hinges on kind of that category. And it did have kind of strong and steady personal income growth throughout the year.
And what about the fact that we're seeing this rise in inflation right now? Does that play any effect in all of these numbers that we're looking at and or cause any potential problems for us budgetarily moving forward?
Yeah, it's something to watch, I think, especially in terms of how commodities prices change from the state's perspective. We have a big multi-billion dollar capital plan. Will that be impacted by costs of doing business and executing capital projects, things like that? That's something to watch, but a lot of economists think that the inflation, especially on building materials and things like that, will end up being sort of transitory and will go away with a little bit of time. But it is something to watch and something that maybe we should look for in the upcoming update to the state financial plan to see if that's another thing that's addressed.
We've been speaking with Patrick O'Reckie, the Director of State Studies for the Citizens Budget Commission. Patrick, thank you so much for making the time.
Thanks for having me.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.